BBC News with Eileen McHugh. Iran is claiming to have shot down two US military jets, an F-15 flying over the southwest of the country and a second plane involved in the rescue mission. US officials say one member of the crew of the F-15 fighter jet was rescued, while the fate of the second is unclear. Hashayar Jonedi is from BBC Persian.
We still don't know the situation of the second pilot, but the government hopes that they will be able to capture him alive and before the Americans manage to rescue him. The people in that area are generally very hospitable people. Now it depends whether they're government supporters or their opposition. If they're government supporters, they'll probably arrest this person, hand him over to local officials. But if the pilot is lucky enough to be located by people who are not friendly towards the government, there is a high chance that they will help with the rescue.
The shooting down came as Iran continued to target infrastructure in Gulf states in retaliation for the US-Israeli bombing campaign. Falling debris started a fire at a gas facility in the UAE, and a power and desalination plant, as well as an oil refinery, were damaged in Kuwait. President Trump is asking Congress for around $150 million to rebuild and reopen the infamous Alcatraz prison in San Francisco Bay. The request is part of the White House budget proposal for next year. Thomas Becker reports.
Alcatraz, which is now a tourist attraction, was opened in 1934 and at the time was considered America's most secure prison, housing some of the most notorious criminals, among them Al Capone. US media are citing government officials as saying a full reopening as a maximum security prison would cost around $2 billion. Mr. Trump first floated the idea last year on social media. The plans are already generating significant political pushback.
The Cuban authorities have begun to release prisoners after announcing they would free more than 2,000 inmates as a humanitarian gesture to mark Easter. There were emotional scenes outside La Lima Penitentiary in East Havana as relatives greeted the first batch, including these two released prisoners.
Una demostración de que están abierto todo.
It's a demonstration that they are open to everything, open to dialogue, to the country's unity, that in difficult times, these people are more united.
Everybody inside is joyful because this was unexpected for us inmates, very unexpected. Everybody is happy, and it was also said that these days, delayed probations would also be granted for the inmates who are waiting.
It's not clear if political prisoners are among those being discharged, a core demand of the United States. This is the World News from the BBC. NASA says the astronauts on board the Orion spacecraft heading for the moon are in good spirits after they left Earth's orbit. Giving an update on the Artemis II lunar mission, the space agency said the crew was now more than 150,000 kilometres from Earth. The spacecraft is expected to reach the moon on Monday, loop around and return home in a week. British prosecutors have charged three men in connection with an alleged arson attack on ambulances run by the Jewish community in North London. The four vehicles, belonging to a charity, were parked on the grounds of a synagogue when they were set on fire last week. Here's Lucy Manning.
The Crown Prosecution Service said it had charged 20-year-old Hamza Iqbal, 19-year-old Rayhan Khan and a 17-year-old who can't be named for legal reasons with arson, with intent to damage property and being reckless as to whether life would be endangered. The three suspects were arrested on Wednesday and their addresses were searched. The Metropolitan Police says Hamza Iqbal and Rayhan Khan are British nationals from Leyton and the unnamed 17-year-old is a dual British Pakistani national from Walthamstow.
Lucy Manning reporting. Cambodia has approved new legislation to combat cyber scams. The country has been grappling with crime gangs carrying out crypto and fake romance fraud, targeting people worldwide. Scam centre bosses could now face life in prison and fines of up to $500,000. Five armed police escorts belonging to the Mayor of London's protection detail have been suspended after leaving a bag full of weapons lying forgotten on a pavement in South London. A member of the public alerted the Metropolitan Police after finding the duffel bag containing police-issued guns, a taser and ammunition, not far from the residence of the Mayor, Sadiq Khan. BBC News.